Hey, what's up, everyone? Jordan Budd here with the Rockcast. I'm here at the 2020 Western Hunt Expo in Salt Lake City, and I'm at the Base Map booth with Ed Gramza, and we're just going to talk about some new stuff coming up for the app.
Excellent.
Awesome. So the first thing, I guess, is the gear drop. Can you just kind of run everybody through what that is? I know there's been some questions.
Yeah, so gear drop runs Wednesday through Monday. You know, every week we get a new partner, hopefully good stuff.
Yeah.
It's a way to help build some virality for the app, get some attention on us, get some attention on a sponsor, and get people to use the app in the off season. You know, because you have to use the layers. You get hints. Mm-hmm. You have to use the layers to kind of find where the gear drop is. You know, obviously winner take all.
Yeah.
And we've got some big stuff.
Uh-huh.
More big stuff coming, but it's definitely increased our user base and been popular for both mm-hmm. us and the sponsor.
Yeah. So basically you just, every week you'll have a sponsor where it's like, you know, Kafaru was one week. So you had a Kafaru pack and you just, every week you like drop it in a new area.
Yep.
And basically what the user is doing is just trying to select a waypoint of where they think.
Correct. So you get one free waypoint and you can earn up to four or five extra ones based on doing various tasks, sharing it to Facebook, sharing with a friend,
yeah.
taking a survey, watching a YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get extra markers to figure Sweet. Out where that drop is. But every yeah. week we give hints to kind of get you to narrow it down.
Uh-huh.
Some are vague, some are pretty direct, mm-hmm. but people are getting within like 3 feet. Like the winners every week are like two uh-huh. or 3 feet from the place, which is amazing. It's crazy.
That's awesome. So. Perfect. Yeah, I wanted to cover that because I talked to a couple people that had questions on what it was, but
yeah. So we post, you know, every week on Wednesday, I post on the forum, you know,
yeah.
what it is and not how to play, but you know, just kind of describing
right.
it. You know, we have YouTube videos that show you how to play. There's instructions in the app, but
uh-huh.
yeah, every Wednesday I post what the new gear drop is.
Yeah, it's a super cool idea. So I want to talk about some of the new stuff coming out. It's
yeah, so we've
change.
Got yeah, we've got 4.0 coming out here. Soon.
Yeah.
We're kind of changing the interface, moving some of the buttons around. Right now, you know, a little plus button is in the bottom. It opens up a menu. We're going to move it in the middle, and the menu looks different. So, like, all the stuff that people like to use is going to be right in your face and easier to find and use.
Cool.
So it's a little bit more intuitive, mm-hmm. a little easier to use. We're adding a harvest log. Okay, so if you shoot an animal, you can put in information, you know, what gear you're using. If you take measurements of the antlers, you can enter that in there, the waypoint, and you could share it like in our journal,
mm-hmm.
But it gives you a little bit more in-depth information about what you did out in the field. But that new interface, like I said, is going to be a lot easier to navigate around.
Cool. Yeah. I'm looking forward to opening it up and
yeah.
getting a look on it. So I opened up the forums to questions for Base Map. So we just run through
yeah,
some of those.
Yeah, let's do it.
So one user asked if they could get the Google Earth layer to work offline.
No. I mean, it's such a large file. You know, we're never going to have that 3D imagery in offline because
yeah.
it's just so big.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be nice, but it's just not going to work. I mean, the files when you download an offline map are already pretty big, you know,
mm-hmm.
1.5 gigabytes. I don't even know what it would be, but
it'd be a lot.
It would be a lot.
All right. Okay. And then right along with that Google Earth question, when will 3D mapping be available for Android?
So that's a good question. I get asked that one a lot. So right now the 3D mapping is only on iOS because you actually use Apple Maps,
mm-hmm.
okay, for the 3D.
Yeah.
I think there's some licensing stuff and a lot of money that has to change hands to actually incorporate Google Earth into the app for Android.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're using the Android and you have waypoints, you can open up the waypoint, and on the top right, there's three little dots. If you click that, another little menu opens up, and there is one that says Google Earth. It will then transfer that waypoint into Google Earth, and it'll take you to Google Earth on an Android phone.
Oh,
so
see,
there,
genius.
It works, but there's another step to it. It's not integrated like iOS.
Yeah.
So it is there, just not as easy as the iOS.
And that's just beyond your guys' control.
Yeah.
Like, that's just beyond it.
Yeah.
But you guys still have the tilt for everything,
right.
which is
yeah,
super nice.
Yeah, the tilt works. I mean, it's not the 3D, but, you know, you can kind of tilt and move it around and, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. Can you just walk everybody through your the pricing again, because that's a huge thing with Basemap for me.
Yeah,
anyways.
So we have, you know, a free membership, which is actually a pretty robust version of the app. You get like 50 waypoints for free. You don't get the 3D mapping. You don't get private land parcels, but you still get a lot of information for the free version. But the pro membership is $30 a year for all 50 states. That unlocks unlimited waypoints, unlimited tracking, live location sharing, 3D mapping on iOS. But it's $30 for 50 states for a year.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then I know your offline, like when you download offline maps, like I've had to go to, like this year, I was missing a section of the map that I thought I had on there. So I like hiked up to a peak, and then downloading was really fast.
Yeah.
Which is, that's big too.
Dependent on how big of an area you select, it can take a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's relatively quick, you know, and you have unlimited offline mapping capability. It just depends on how much space you have on your phone.
Yeah.
You know, so the more free space, the more maps. So you could do really big maps with low resolution or smaller maps with really high resolution and everything in between.
Okay. So back to the gear drop again. I know I've been seeing a lot of questions. Can you maybe just go into it a little bit further for people that don't quite understand it?
Yeah. So as I said, gear drop runs from 8 a.m. Pacific time on Wednesday to 6 p.m. Pacific time on Monday. Okay, so every week it changes. New location, new prize, new hints, new ways to unlock markers. So you get one free marker, you can unlock others. Basically, you have to, if you want to follow the hints, okay, you can get close if you use the layers. There's a green boundary where the gear drop location is. And a lot of people seem to put markers outside of that. We actually had somebody put a marker in Cuba last week, okay? I don't know why. So it has to go within the boundary, all right? Use the hints, use the layers, but then unlock the other markers to get closer. I mean, literally, people are getting like 3 feet away from the actual spot. It's hidden. I know where it is. We know where it is, but you don't. We actually, a couple weeks ago, we had a hint that basically told you where it was, and people were still all over the board. You know, it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
I mean, at the top right, there's how to play. It's a brief description. We have YouTube videos that show you how to play. It's simple.
But it's a good way to win free stuff. And something I want to hit on, too, is it's not actually buried out there and you have to go get it. You're just dropping a marker.
Right.
I had a message on that.
And what I will say is Gear Drop is open to everybody, whether you have a paid membership or the free membership.
Cool.
You know, legally, we can't give an advantage to the paid people because it has to be open to everybody.
Uh-huh.
So even if you don't pay for Basemap and just have the free version, you can play every week. And I would say half of our winners have been free members.
Yeah.
So you don't have an advantage. Cool. And we want you to be a pro member, but you don't have an advantage in Gear Drop over that. So.
And then there's another section, like kind of beyond the mapping. There's the hunt research.
Yep. So hunt research is $10 a year.
Okay.
It's for the Western states. It helps you season dates, historical harvest data. So if you're looking for units that are historically better to kill an animal than others, it shows you that information.
Cool.
And now we've actually got Eastman's information in our app. So I think it's the MRS data,
yeah,
they
MRS
call it.
Section, yeah.
It's all color-coded in the Western states. So the green and the blue. You know, so that's part of the hunt research now.
Okay.
Okay, so if you're really looking for those, like, areas where it's good hunting, big animals, we've partnered with Eastman to include that in the hunt research for $10 a year.
Man, that's really cool. Does it show you, like, draw percentages?
No, we don't show draw percentages. I honestly don't know if the Eastman's is going to have that, but it shows, you know, what the... you know, the likelihood is to kill a big animal based on their research, which obviously, you know, they're an authority in that space.
Right.
You know,
right.
So it's kind of cool to partner with them and have that in a digital format, not just in the book.
Yeah.
You know, where you're looking, okay, where is this unit? I got to go look online. Now it's it's in your handheld or your computer.
Dude, that's cool. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to 4.0.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's going to make it a lot easier, a lot more intuitive to use the app.
That's awesome. Well, I thank you. And if anybody has any questions, of course, they can just get a hold of you guys.
Yeah, or post them on the forum. I'm on the Rockslide forums every day, a couple times a day. So post them and it's me that's responded to them. So
awesome.
Yep.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.